Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody. This is Good Golly Miss Holly, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, where we're talking about being Southern, sassy, and psychic. I'm your host, Holly Harden, and I want to thank everybody for being here. We've got a few callers on the line, so let's just go ahead and get started. Hello, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes? Hello?
Oh, good. Yes. Hi, this is Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How can I help you this evening?
I'm just wondering if I have something to look forward to.
Okay. Can I have your name, please?
Lisa.
Lisa, okay.
Hi.
Oh, all righty, let's see what we've got going on for you today. Okay. So, in any area of your life or any area in particular you want to look at?
I just lost my medical service dog, who was the love of my life, and I've been caring for her. Thank you. She's been on hospice for 16 months, and I don't know what to do now.
Okay. All right. Let me see what we've got looking for you. When did she pass?
Last Saturday night. A week ago last night.
A week ago? Okay. All righty. So I'm so sorry about that. That just hurts my heart. It really, really does. But I can tell you, I pulled a couple of cards while we were talking. Okay. Okay, so let me pull these two cards for you. All right, so I have pulled the Three of Winter. And this is telling, I'm sure you've already been told this, but Three of Winter is just about reaching out to others for comfort and love, and you will grow stronger from this situation. Sadness, and it, you know, you're an adult, you know this will heal in time. But what your guides are telling me is that I know we have this COVID thing going on, and we're very limited with the contact that we can have with people. But you have a very interesting story with your service animal, and people need to hear that. They need to hear that. They need to hear the story.
Well, everybody knows her because she went everywhere but surgery with me for 16 and three-quarter years.
Right, but the internet doesn't know about her, and the world doesn't know about her. And they need to know about her because she was extremely, extremely special.
That she was.
And she will bring, her story will bring happiness to others. That's what they're telling me. Y'all's story will bring happiness to others, even though it's a very difficult time for you. And I completely understand. I do. But your story will bring happiness to others because of the relationship that you had with her. Okay, and you will become an advocate for service people, for service dogs, service animals.
Okay.
They're telling me you're very, very bright, you write well, you speak well. And this is, she saved your life so many times, and you saved hers. And y'all had an incredible bond. And they keep telling me that you need to tell the world about this. Because there's a lot of people right now that aren't, that don't value their, that service. And you need to show why that service is important.
Okay.
I know it's tough. But they need a voice. And they need an eloquent voice. They don't need a voice that is not eloquent. And yours is very, very eloquent. Very, very eloquent. Because a lot of people don't even realize that they can get service animals for other reasons besides, you know, just blindness and things. They don't know.
Well, I've been educating people and educating everyone everywhere for 16 years about that. When they look at me and say, but you're not blind. Really?
Yes.
Really?
That
honestly,
is something that I'm kidding. But you're going to change lives. You're literally going to change lives and change awareness. And the whole world is your platform.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
The whole world is your platform, my dear. Now I'm sitting here getting all teary-eyed, too. The whole world is your platform.
Ridiculous this sounds to my sophomore English teacher, don't you?
Well, I used to teach English, and I also write children's books, so I'm going to take that as a compliment. But, yeah, you're going to change. I mean, you have the brains, okay? You have the brains. You know how to write things well. You know how to portray things well. You can educate yourself on the things to make videos and things like that. But, you know, can I make a suggestion to you? And I don't know where this is coming from, but this is a spirit thing, so I just kind of go with the flow. Have you ever thought about having a show like mine and interviewing people about their service animals?
No.
And taking questions about service animals live? And having people share their stories?
Okay. That's interesting.
It's not expected what you wanted. You weren't expecting that from me, were you?
I didn't expect any of that. Will I ever find that love again? Because money-wise, can't even get it. Yeah, but money-wise, I can't get a service dog. Is something going to happen so that we can afford another service animal?
Mm-hmm.
Really? We're going to hit lotto,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Nope, really? Not going to hit lotto. There's more than one way to get a service animal, sweetie.
Well, there's an awful lot of people in line without anything, so I
know.
Be last.
I know.
Okay.
Okay? But you need to educate people. And you need to share that story. Because that is a whole community that is untouched, and people don't pay. I mean, you could bring a whole community together. There is a huge need for that, and there are not a lot of people helping to train these animals and get these animals into the right hands. But you have the eloquence and the smarts to do it, and you know you do.
If you say so.
I'm not saying so. Your angels are telling you this.
Okay.
I know it sounds hokey as hell, but believe me. Absolutely.
Okay.
I can see it. I can see it being very, very big.
Okay. I'm just supposed to educate people about what a service animal does.
And share your story and other people's stories. bring the community together. Everybody is in their homes suffering alone. Okay? They're suffering alone. And you have the ability to bring them together. And you don't need to leave your house to do so.
That's a good thing, because I can't leave without her.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you very much. Right. It's very surprising.
You're welcome, my dear. You have a good evening.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Okay, have a good night, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Good evening. You're on the. Hello. Good evening. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who am I speaking with? How can I?
My name's Amla.
Amla. Oh wow, that's beautiful. That's a gorgeous
thank
name.
Thank you.
Amla. What can I help you with this evening, my darling?
I am wondering if you see a relationship for me coming. I've been doing a lot of clearing out, and it's basically, I know when the universe is, I'm another light worker, so universe
mm-hmm.
provides whether I like it or not, and it's been like that for the last 2 months. Not that it, you know, spirit doesn't work that way, but I really feel like I'm ready for a clean slate. That's exactly what the universe was doing for me in the last 2 months, so I was just wondering if you see me meeting somebody, quality partnership in the next whatever time, whatever you see.
Okay. Last 2 months, the clearing out has not been pleasant.
No.
That.
No.
I hate it when the universe makes us, you know, look at our own stuff and go, you might want to think to fix some of these things. It's not fun.
I know. It just isn't fun.
It really stinks.
No. Okay. And it was a ripple effect. It was domino, one thing after another, like
mm-hmm.
week after the next. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. So I've healed it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. So what they're telling me, I pulled three cards for you.
Okay.
I'm using a fairy deck tonight. And they're telling me that there is someone coming for you that is
okay.
long term. Okay. Look for
yep.
that in December. Okay.
December. Okay.
December. Not tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you tomorrow, but it's December.
It's okay. I totally. Yes. Universe provides.
Yes.
Provides.
The universe does provide. Yes.
Yes,
but sometimes the package comes purple with pink polka dots instead of pink with purple polka dots. And
yes.
You know, because it's not the right color of the package. Okay. Anyway.
Right.
I also pull the Five of Spring, which is opposing goals arising from different opinions, feeling at odds with yourself and others, overly ambitious people. You've had some people in your life that, for lack of a better term, kind of want to ride on your coattails.
Yep.
So, okay. And
yes.
that's not healthy.
No.
And those people tend to look, they tend to lose focus of what is really going on, and it becomes more about them very, very quickly. And that's what's been
yeah.
happening to you. And then they turn
yeah.
into these very self-centered, toxic relationships, and you end up feeling
yep.
drained. So,
yep.
And I see most of that clearing out.
Okay. Yeah.
There's still some left.
Okay. That's why
so
that's why in the next couple of months, that makes sense, right? Because
yeah.
it's not happening
so,
in December. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to continue. They're showing me a broom sweeping the floor outside, which tells me that there's still some gunk. So what I'm going to tell you, and I tell this to, oh gosh, I don't know, probably about 70% of my clients, vacuum your house.
Okay.
And visualize the negative energy being sucked to the vacuum cleaner and take that bag outside. Okay.
Okay.
And with you, lavender, diffuse some lavender in that house.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because that'll clear, that'll lift all that stuff up and you're good. And then that person will come in December. But also look for some money coming your way.
Okay. Okay.
An unexpected windfall.
I was just wondering, actually, within the next 2 months, is my book sales picking? Is that what you mean by my, because my second book just came out and
yay!
It's really, it's really cool that it's out there. And you were talking to the other lady. I felt like you were talking to me with my story. I wrote a story. I'm actually legally blind. And so that's my first book. It's a memoir and it's a self-help book. And the second book is just basically a bunch of us healers, 25 authors in one book, sharing their tool, their gift, and sharing it with the world. So that's the second book. Yeah, so I'm really excited. I can't believe I'm expanding the way I am. I mean, the first book only came out last October of 19, and here it is a year later, and I have another one.
Yeah,
Who would have thought? Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Go ahead.
No. Go right ahead. Go ahead.
All I know is that this was divine talking to me, because you couldn't have told me, oh yeah, you'll have another, no, there was no, yeah. So anyway, it's pretty cool.
I'm glad you think it's pretty cool. It's interesting. I am trying to have my book re-released. So, it's the time. We're all awake. A lot of us are waking up. A lot of people are waking up, and a lot of people are realizing that, we were not born to get up every day and pay bills. That's not the purpose of life.
Right.
And so people are beginning to realize that, and they're beginning to feel things and see things in a different way. And it's just, I know it's a horrible time right now, but it's also an amazing time right now.
It's all about, with I still can physically see, not much, but I could see. I mean, I could still read and stuff like that, but I see through fog. And there's the lesson in and of itself, is that use the tools you've got, not what's not. That's always been my message. And you have to reach and dig down deep, because I'm living proof of it. People look at me, oh, she doesn't see, she doesn't know. And I labeled myself. That was my narrative for years, for decades. It took me 10 years to write the first book because of that narrative. I'm not good enough. People don't want to listen to me, blah, blah. You have to, in order for, at least with my work, just speaking for myself, I needed to heal it in order to write about it. Otherwise, that's why it was 10 years, because it was emotional mashed potatoes, as I like to call it. It was just it might as well have been a diary. There was no direction. There's no nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. I completely understand. Makes complete sense to me.
I just have one little quick question. In the next two months, does the spirit have a main message for me besides that vacuum cleaner thing?
I know.
For me to do it.
They're showing me that all the cobwebs are going to be gone, and that you will be moving on into a new direction. You're going to be expanding even more.
Well, that
you're telling me
sense.
You're going to teach.
Okay.
Are you looking to teach?
I'm already teaching. I do speaking engagements. That's why I have the books in the first place. I do workshops, things like that. Yeah. But I need a bigger platform. I need a bigger platform because what's happening along these little, I'm not going to go into it much, but bottom line, what happens is what I just kind of explain is that they look at me, people look at me and they just, it's an illusion. It's like, okay, she has a disability and it's a ripple effect. I can say, I know it. It's a part of the blindness thing that people love to stereotype and stamp you as something, right? Mm-hmm. And including these producers, what happened even last week, this producer was like, no, we don't want, you know, we can't accept. When the interviewer was wanting me to be on the show, it was the producer who said no. So it's just, that's what's happening. And I know rejection is protection, if you ever heard that saying. I always see that to
absolutely.
Myself. Mean a bit, right? Because of the disability, people just want to do whatever they want. But rejection is protection. That always goes through my head when things like that happen. And I spirit's really telling me and guiding me to go to bigger platforms. Because then my message, just like you told the other lady, it needs to be heard. It's
it
just
does
the
need
platform.
To be heard.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm getting this a lot with a lot of I'm not going to call y'all clients because you're not. You're part of my tribe. We're just part of the same tribe. And we're
absolutely.
Finding each other. Okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
I think the thing is that I have been hearing a lot of women in particular recently saying, I want a seat at the table. I want a seat at the table. Well, I've never been one. I couldn't find the table if you parked it right in front of me. Okay, I wouldn't see it. And if I did see it, I would change the tablecloth, make it much more garish, and change the menu before I ever sat down. Okay, so I'm going to make an invitation.
Okay.
I have a group on Facebook. It's called Good Golly Miss Holly. I'm going to start teaching classes, but I'm also going to invite people, light workers who are looking for platforms, larger platforms. I'm in the process of doing the same thing. This is my fifth radio show ever. Okay. I started 2 weeks ago.
Wow. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
But
absolutely.
The thing about it is that we need to team together.
Yes.
And help each other.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
You know, and you know, so if you look on my page, like it, I'm going to start putting out things for classes and meet and greets and things like that. And it's just to get people together to share ideas. It's, well, I have found this. I have found that. Have you seen that? Because I got on Blog Talk Radio because I met another psychic through keen.com, which is where I do my readings. Okay.
Oh,
and
okay.
I had never heard of this. I'm 56 years old. Okay, so this is like way out of my comfort zone. But he says, I think you'd be wonderful. And I said, you're a crack. But I'm talking to you.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think, you know, I think that Spirit sent you here this evening for us to connect. I really do.
I would love to. So what can you just repeat again your Facebook?
Sure, it's Good Golly Miss Holly. Good Golly Miss Holly. Okay. And it's on Facebook. And there's also a link if you need a private reading from me. There's a link in the description of the episode here. And you can also follow me on blogtalkradio.com, and which would probably be the smartest thing to do. And I will start sending out emails and we're gonna start building a community.
That's awesome. Well, look out for my name. It's A-M-L-A, Amla. A-M-L-A.
Amla. Okay. A-M-L-A. Okay, Amla.
Yep.
I've got you in there. All righty. I'm so excited.
Awesome. I'm so happy. Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure. You too. Bye-bye, Shug. I'll talk with you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. My name is Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Hi, Leslie. How are you doing, Chickabah?
I'm doing good.
What can I help you with?
It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow since I got rejected for of a position at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock working with college students, and I'm still confident I'm going to be hired back into a full-time position in higher education by the end of this year. Do you see that
mm-hmm.
happening?
Let me take a look and see for you, Sweet Pea. Okay, just 1 second. Okay. I'm showing it's going to be next year, sweetie. But it's going to be a better job next year. But it's not going to happen this year. It's going to happen next year. Okay?
Yeah.
I've pulled three cards, one's the Nine of Spring. And this is about protecting the fruits of your labor or protecting your nest egg, whatever it is, because there's a harsh time coming. And the next two cards I pulled are the World and the Wheel, and that's about delays being over and success. But from what I'm pulling from these cards and what your angels are telling me, it's going to be next year for that. Look for that to happen in January. And that doesn't have anything to do much with what's going on with you. That has to do with the time of year that we're in and the pandemic environment and the political environment and all the other mess that's going on right now. And it will be more clear, and they'll be able to see more clearly in January. So just hang
yeah,
on
yeah.
for a little while longer, and things will turn out for you.
Yeah, because I got an interview coming up on Friday for a position in College Station, Texas, which I'll be on teleconference through video. And I feel
okay.
very confident in the interview.
I see that going well, but I don't see anything. They may offer you something before the end of the year, but it's not going to start until in January.
Yeah, it could
okay.
be anywhere, my home. It could be anywhere, Texas, here in Manhattan, or my home state of Ohio. I have a
mm-hmm.
lot of possibilities.
Well, you'll definitely find something, and it's going to pay better than what you were making before.
Yes, and
because I pulled the success card for you. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I've been non-essential from my current position for almost 7 months now.
Yeah, I see better things coming for you, Leslie. Just hang on there, sweetie. I wish
yes.
I could tell you it's going to be quicker, but I tell you the truth. And that's what your angels are saying. They're showing me January very, very strongly. So that's what I'm telling
yeah.
you, January.
Yeah, I probably might not get an offer until like towards like early to mid-December or sometime after the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. Just be aware, it's because there's just so much craziness going on right now. So
right.
it doesn't have anything to do with you. So we just all need to be patient, unfortunately. Which is not my strong suit. So just be patient, Leslie, and it'll work out for you. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Thanks so much. Have a good evening. God bless.
Thank you, Holly.
Hello, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Maribel.
Maribel, we've spoken before, haven't we?
I'm sorry?
Have we spoken before?
We have.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What can I do for you this evening, Maribel?
So I had a question, I guess an update.
Sure.
So it seems that my roommate is going to be moving out, and so
mm-hmm.
I guess like the whole situation is everybody is breaking up, and I've been, I don't know if like whether or not I should stay or I should go.
Hmm. Okay. They're telling me you need to go, Maribel. I don't even need to pull a card for that. Get out of that negative space. There's kind of a toxic environment there, and it's just too painful. need to go.
Okay.
I know that's not what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, I just feel like it's inconvenient.
I can understand that. But sometimes we've got to shake off the dust in order to move forward. And that's what they're telling me here, that this did not go the way that they thought it would. And they think that it's best that you go.
Okay.
Okay.
With regards to, like, approaching this, what would be the best way?
As far as moving out or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, they're telling me, I pulled the star for you as far as the move goes. And this is going to bring type of changes for challenging times. And they're telling me that you need to exit gracefully, but quickly. Okay? So I don't think I would give it a, they're telling me not to have a lot of discussion with it. Just start the process and go. If you're able to do that, that's what you should do, because it's this is really holding you down. I see it's really got a grip on your happiness and just your well-being. And so they're just telling me just to make, you know, not a rude break, but a break, and go on.
With regards,
does that make
to
sense?
Like moving, though, I think so. With regards to like checking up, is it more of like a like an actual place, like an apartment or a room?
No, this is an apartment. This is an apartment. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be very good for you. This is going to
be
very, very good for you.
Or just alone?
They're saying that for the right now, it's probably best to be on your own. You're very, very tired of drama. You're very weary of it. And you need to recharge your batteries. And they're also saying that the situation that you're in right now is keeping you from allowing new people into your life that will bring your life happiness and help move it forward.
Okay. I will do that.
Alrighty, I'm sorry, Maribel. I wish I had better news for you. But I do want to let you know that this move is going to be not the easiest thing in the world, but it's going to be the best. It's going to change outlook and things and it's going to make things much better for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole, how are you doing this evening, sweetheart?
I'm good.
What can I help you with?
Me and my fiance are like 7 hours apart from each other, and
mm-hmm.
I just got my apartment. And
mm-hmm.
we're planning to move in together, like, in July, but we've been together for 3 years, and I used to live where he lived at, but now I live
mm-hmm.
in a new state.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see us, like, moving in together in my new apartment?
Let me see. Let me pull a couple of cards for you. Okay, so here's the situation that I've pulled with you, okay? I am showing that there is – a good chance that you'll that you two will move in together. All right. But the bad thing is that I'm not sure it's going to be all that great of a thing. I'm showing that it's going to be a distraction for you. You're going to feel overwhelmed with responsibilities. And there's going to be some confusion, some mixed signals. Okay. So what they're telling me is to wait and to focus on you for the moment.
Yeah, like I said, it's not until July. It's not until July of 2021, actually. So
yeah.
Like I said, we've been apart for about, I don't know, I lived here in November of 2019. But we've been doing this like long distance thing ever since then. So I have been focusing on myself, and I was single for about a year last year because we took away from each other and to better ourselves. And so we got together in April 15th, 2017. That's when we met. I was going through a divorce back then. Now I'm divorced now. So we have grown in our relationship so much. We have not are the same people that we first met each other either.
Okay. Everything I'm pulling right now is about career and working on yourself.
Okay.
So since it is in July, that doesn't really mean that you shouldn't move in. What they're telling me is that at this moment in time, like if you were going to move in December or anything like that, no, it would not happen. I would not suggest it because there's still more work to do. But you also, they're telling me you need to learn to enjoy yourself. That you need to enjoy yourself. Give yourself a break. Because you worked really, really hard.
Yeah, my mom was sick also too, so I lived with my mom for a while, for about the past year or whatever. And I was doing a lot of old touches with my mom's health. I almost lost my mom like twice.
Yeah. Well, how wonderful for you, your good daughter, to take care of your mom. But you need to, they're telling me that you hardly ever smile.
Yeah.
So you need to find things to make you smile. Because there's very little joy in your heart right now.
Yeah.
And they're also telling me that you're very, very creative and that you've been ignoring that side of yourself.
Well, my job makes me be creative. My work does.
But you're very, very talented in the creative field. And you need to do it for your own pleasure. Do you paint or draw at all? Because I keep seeing drawing and painting. Okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of things. Can I ask you to say something else too? I'm a Leo, and that's kind of my nature, is creativity.
Okay. Well, you need to get back to that for you. And they're telling me watercolors. Okay. So watercolors. Yeah, watercolors for you. I'm a Leo too, and I'm creative in a different way. I can't draw to save my life. Nobody wants me to draw anything. So I'm very, very envious of you, Nicole, because I can't do any of that mess. So I write. But I'm seeing watercolors with you.
Yeah, it makes sense because, like I said, I'm trying to get the new home together and everything and, you know, trying to get, because I need to start all over with furniture, painting, you know, all that stuff, try to get my house together. It's, like I said, I literally just kind of moved in this month. I'm not even moved in yet. I'm still living at my mom's for till like Tuesday, and then we're going to be moving in my house. So, yeah, so it's basically a process of starting over and trying to like make the house look nice and everything. That's where I'm at creative side.
Well, they're telling me that you need to just go crazy in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And make it yours.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the skills to be able to do that, and it's going to be fantastic. Actually, I want you to send me pictures when you get finished with it, because you're telling me it's just going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I imagine, because when I lived here, my room was, like, amazing. And in my last apartment, before I moved here, everybody commented on my last apartment. So even my bedroom, my, like, one of them, my mom, I decorated everything. My husband loved it, and my other, like, my room, and I, you know, did it up and everything like that. So it was kind of like a modern kind of feel. And I've always had, like, colors like tan and brown and gold and just different bright colors and stuff like that. And,
oh, that sounds amazing. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Nicole, they're telling me that you need to get the following stones when you move, okay? So you need carnelian. Amethyst, rose quartz, malachite, and hematite.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I do have a candle holder that's a salt candle holder, too, also. That's part of what's passed away right now, but I have that,
good.
I have that also.
Okay.
Then I have tarot cards, and then I have a stone I wear on my neck. It's one of those crystal stone things, necklaces. I have one of those. And then I just have, like, stone bracelets and stuff like that.
Yeah. Put all that out. It'll help charge that house. And that you doing decorating this house will help get all that stress and energy out, and you'll be in a good place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I just think it's my environment right now. It's just a lot. Yeah, going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I have a cousin that needs my attention a lot, too. So, yeah, that's kind of draining.
Yes. Well,
I
you need to pay some more attention to yourself and not so much your cousin. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Because you're going to do it. All right? Well, thank you so much for calling. And I want to hear about the house.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweet pea.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
You're on.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Holly. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. This is Tasha calling from California.
Hi, Tasha. What can I do for you, my darling?
I wanted to see when can you look at to see when me and my friend Sean would become intimate, like what month,
or if you do it all. Or if it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you right now, it's not a good thing. Just so you know.
Okay.
Y'all are better off being friends. You're much better off being friends. Because let me tell you what's going to happen with the two of you. Y'all are going to, it's a volatile cocktail with you two, okay? That's why y'all are so attracted to each other, because it's just like fire. But fire tends to, when fire meets fire, there tends to be an explosion, which, you know, sometimes is a good thing. But in this case, no. Okay? There's going to be jealousy, mean things being said, and it ain't going to last long. Y'all have a very unique relationship, and it needs to stay in the friend zone. That's my advice.
Okay.
I know that's not what you wanted to hear. I'm really sorry. But my job is to make sure that I tell you the truth. You know, if I went, oh, fantastic, go for it, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, 3 weeks from now, you call me and go, you're not going to believe I'm not being responsible. Okay. So
okay.
It's a great friendship. Keep it in the friend zone. Okay.
Okay.
Too complicated. Is there anything else I can do for you this evening?
No, that's it.
All right. Good night, sweet pea. Have a good one.
Okay.
You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, thank
oh,
you. Thank you for
How
taking my call.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm hanging in there as much as I can. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. I love doing this show, and I'm getting to talk to some really neat people tonight. May I have your name, please?
Karen.
Karen.
In New York.
What can I do for you, Karen?
Okay. Is there any guidance about the right roommate or person to rent a room to in my apartment in the next couple of months or so? I'm hoping that, you know, maybe there's someone who is for my highest and best anyway that I'm supposed to meet, and it would help them out and help me out, and maybe we'd actually be friends and I wouldn't hate having them around or all that stuff. My partner passed last year. It's a long story. I've been grieving
for
him. And thank you. Readjusting, it's a big loss of financial support, and so I've been managing, but I won't be able to keep it up. I'm going to have someone in here, unless there's another financial miracle that Spirit has in mind for me.
Okay, so let me tell you what I pulled for you while we were talking.
Okay.
I pulled three cards. The first card is balance. Take everyone's input into consideration, merge viewpoints to create better solution. Take your time. There's no need to rush. Okay. So that's telling me that you need to wait for the right person to come in. And this person is going to come in, look for it towards the end of this year, the beginning of next year. And they're going to be aligned with you spiritually, as well as being able to help you out financially. So make sure that when you're talking with this person, they're telling me you need to interview, ask question, and make an informed decision. Okay? Because there will be more than one person that's going to be interested, and you need to interview them. And yes, ma'am. What?
No, I was just wondering if there's anything about where I would be meeting them, or is this like in response to an ad, say, on Craigslist?
Yeah, it's a response
something.
To an ad. Yeah. And also be very cognizant of where you put this ad. Okay? They're telling me that you need to put it in like a magazine that is, or on an internet board or something like that, that you frequent, that you frequent a lot, and is about your interests outside of work. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I don't know, you know, what that would apply to online. Everything else is.
Right. They're just telling me to make sure that you're very picky about where you put your ad and make sure it aligns with what you believe, because that will get you a really good result that way.
Are you getting anything about Craigslist?
They're telling me no.
Oh.
Craigslist is very, very dangerous, sweetie.
Wow. Okay, I guess things have really changed.
They have, unfortunately. Yep. Craigslist is very, very dangerous.
Is there anything
dangerous.
Else about any other finance? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. What they're telling me is I pulled the Eight of Winter, which talks about you need to realize your own worth and that you are much more, that you've got what it takes. So they're telling me that you need to take a look at different new ideas to bring an income, to start a little side business, and that you can do that, that you do have what it takes to be able to do that. Actually, you can do what I do. Can't you?
Well, not do readings, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, you have the gift.
Oh, I would love that. I've been doing a lot of work and trying to open it up, and I, you know,
yeah,
didn't quite think it was there.
No, it's there. It's there. Believe me, it's there.
Great. So how do I unlock it then, or is it just not the divine timing as yet?
No, it's the divine timing. Honey, if any time is the divine timing, it is now. So I would either get online or go to a New Age bookstore and look at cards, and I would look at some cards, and don't be, stay away from everybody that's listening to me right now is kind of going to get mad, but I hate the Rider-Waite decks because they're so negative. So go and look at some decks and see which one speaks to you and work with it for a little bit. And believe me, you'll be, all you have to do is trust what the universe is telling you.
I have an angel therapy oracle deck by Doreen Virtue before she did her switch.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be good to work?
Yeah, I have that deck. I have lots of decks, but I have that deck, and I do use it. And a lot of people are very comfortable with that deck because it does use angelic energy, and that would be a great deck to use. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had put it away on the shelf, you know, when I got it. I guess it didn't impress me at the time, and I recently took it back and was looking at it and did a reading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would help me. Yeah, that would help me to open up if I practiced with that deck.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it sure will. The other thing is that, and I'm also going to start teaching classes. And if you go to Good Golly Miss Holly on Facebook, and you can also follow me here on this, on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll be making announcements about classes that I'm going to start and having open sessions to, and take questions about the how-tos to do this, because that's what I love to do, to teach. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Karen. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Many blessings. Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. Hello? Oh, hold on 1 second. We're having a little technical thing. Really? Can you hear me? A little bit. Come on. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, just a little bit. How are you doing this evening? Hello?
Yeah.
Not really. No, not really. It's very, very light. Yeah, we've got a very bad connection.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, a little bit. Go ahead. What can I do for you this evening? I cannot hear. You keep cutting in and out on me. We've got a really, really bad connection here. I'm sorry. Okay, now the call dropped. I'm so sorry. Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry that you, I had one call drop. How can I help you this evening?
I'm going to be moving. Bittersweet. Do you think I could sell my house by the end of the year?
Yeah. I pulled the wheel card. Delays are over, sudden and unexpected. New good luck. New car travel. So I'm going to say yes.
Oh, great. Great. It's, my husband passed away, and it's been a very hard transition for me, but I think it's the best thing.
Yeah.
So you think by December I could get rid of it?
Not That's what they're it, telling but, me. Yeah. And it'll go for a good price.
Oh, thank you. That's even better.
Yes. So, yeah, that's what they're showing
thank
me. Sure. Absolutely.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Evening.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Yes. Hi.
I'm sorry, I still cannot hear you.
Hello?
I'm sorry, we've got some technical difficulties here. We've got about a minute left, so I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody thank you for this evening. And I appreciate everybody coming on the air. And for the caller who I couldn't get contacted with, please, I do apologize for that. We're having some connectivity problems here in Georgia, apparently. And so I do apologize for that. Please call back. I have marked your number, and when I see it come back in again on Tuesday, I will bring you to the front of the line, and hopefully we'll be able to get your reading then. Again, thanks so much for everybody for calling. God bless. And you can please don't forget to follow me on Blog Talk Radio, Good Golly Miss Holly, and on Facebook, Good Golly Miss Holly, on there too. Okay, be on the lookout for classes and things like that. They will be coming up in November. Have a great evening, everybody. Bye-bye.